I recently paid a visit to the Artists in Residence studio at Old Central School in Grand Rapids, where Leah Yellowbird has been painting for something like 3 months now. She's so happy there and has been so productive, I don't see her leaving anytime soon. Leah Yellowbird is a native North American with ties to both Canada and the United States. Leah is pretty much self-taught with lots of help from the women in her family, her aunties, as she calls them. And for many years, her medium was mainly bead and quill work, designing and creating gorgeous functional moccasins and other wearable art. Then she rediscovered painting, which she hadn't done for decades. You'd never guess that, looking at the pieces she's working on now. Some listeners might remember Leah's painting in last year's juried exhibit at McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids, where she won both the juror's decision and the People's Choice Award, which never happens. Leah Yellowbird is currently getting an exhibit ready for the Gimaji Gathering Place at the American Indian Community Housing Organization, ACO is the acronym, in Duluth, where she has shown her work before. It opens on May 22nd and will be up for a month. 14 pictures, some of them quite large, 4 feet by 6 feet even. The size of the canvases in stark contrast to the method of painting. The images are done in minute detail beads of acrylic paint with little brushes that appear to be as sharp as pencil points. Leah calls it bead painting, and indeed there is an almost three-dimensional quality to the work, which she encourages you to touch. I can tell you, not many artists want anybody touching their stuff, ever. Leah's style is known formally as the Métis style, meaning it's influenced by both First Nations Aborigines, especially from Canada, and the Europeans who came to be called French Canadian, the cultures becoming blended soon after the Euro migration began. The content involves the natural world, figurative flora and fauna in particular, with flourishes of playful abstract design. The colors are vibrant, to understate it, not always fully matching real-world coloration of the critters they're depicting. There is magic at work here. Radio doesn't do justice to this totally engaging, totally unique art form. There have generally been only one or two pieces on hand when I have visited Leah. I'm really looking forward to seeing a bunch of it all in one installation. There's still time to stop in at Old Central School and watch Leah Yellowbird at work. Much of her exhibit is already in Duluth, but she hasn't finished putting it together. She's generally there all day and jokes that if there were a bed in the residence studio, she'd never get home. That's what art does.